This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 12 more hostages were freed Tuesday from Gaza captivity in exchange for Palestinian prisoners under an extended truce as mediators worked for a lasting halt to the 7-week Israel-Hamas war. 10 Israelis and 2 Thais were released, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, with the army saying they were handed over to the Red Cross and inside Israeli territory. Israel's prison services later said 30 Palestinian detainees were released under the truce deal. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The chief of the main U.S. spy agency is on the road visiting Doha for key talks on what happens next in the fight between Israel and Hamas. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials rarely talk about travel plans for CIA Director William Burns, but a U.S. official confirms to VOA Burns is currently in Doha. The high-level talks, according to the official, are focused on the Israel-Hamas conflict, now in its 53rd day, and on the hostages still being held by Hamas. This is at least the second time this month Burns has traveled to the Middle East, following the October 7th terror attack by Hamas that killed some 1,200 people. Earlier this month, U.S. officials said the CIA director visited several countries in the region to discuss the Israeli response. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who is in hospice care at home, attended a memorial service for his late wife, Rosalynn Carter, in the southeastern city of Atlanta on Tuesday. A private service was held at church with U.S. President Joe Biden and other dignitaries also in attendance. Rosalynn Carter died at age 96 on November 19th, shortly after